broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming back at you here on a Getaway Friday, March the 24th, 2023, 16 and a half minutes past the hour. And you know what? It is not the last Friday in the month of March. Next Friday will be the last day of the month of March, March 31st. So we still have another full week to go here in this month. Now, I do want to remind everybody, I'm sure you noticed I was not on yesterday, but I did tell everybody that. It was just a regular checkup and everything went fine. I have those every 8 weeks on a Thursday morning. They go very fast. So for all who are interested, that's where I was, and everything is good. Also, quickly want to thank, we're in the studio today, by the way, so the telephone number is 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Got a card in the mail this morning, and it's a St. Patrick's Day card, so this is great. And this might have been here last week, and I just wasn't in the studio last week because of the cold I was having. To someone special on St. Patrick's Day, with a little bear on the front holding clovers and a St. Patrick's Day hat, Scott, of all my daily thoughts, it's true, my favorite ones are of you. Happy St. Patrick's Day from your friends Phyllis and Larry. And the Shirks are our dear, dear friends and have been for a long time, and I hope they're out there listening this morning and having a great day. Thank you for the St. Patrick's Day card, which is actually kind of fitting today because, well, here's what happened. This goes back to Groundhog Day at this point. On Groundhog Day, we unveiled our new groundhog here at WGH. Actually, it's our first groundhog, so I don't know if it's new. It was a new event, and we'll do it every year. It was very popular this past year. We had Warren Groundhog Harding predict the weather, as all the groundhogs do. Now, ours was not a real groundhog. I just want to make that point because of all the PETA nonsense that tends to go on from time to time. In any event, our groundhog said there would be 6 more weeks of winter. Buckeye Chuck said there would be 6 more weeks of winter. And Punxsutawney Phil said there would be 6 more weeks of winter. That day we had a whole celebration. Bob Welsh came in. We had groundhog pizza. We had Mary Ellen Withrow here. Linda Sims was here. It was a whole hullabaloo that day. James Anderson, naturalist, was here that day. And we had the whole big Groundhog Day celebration. Well, about a month later, Bob messaged me, sent me an email, I believe it was, and said, hey, let's do something for St. Patrick's Day. That will be 6 weeks and a day after Groundhog Day. And we'll discuss if the groundhogs were actually right. And we'll also have some kind of a St. Patrick's Day pizza, which morphed into an Easter pizza, which actually works for the reason I'm about to tell you, that last week, of course, I had the cold, and I didn't want to be around anybody. You know, you don't want to give anybody anything anymore in the world we live in. So we had to postpone the program last week with Bob. Trivia, giveaways, so don't change your dial. I know you love the giveaways. Trivia, giveaways, this Easter pizza, plaques held over from Groundhog Day, the whole bit. Did winter come early or spring come late or however they say that? So we moved it a week. And we did it. We're going to do it this morning from 8 a.m. until 1 in the afternoon. Now, to say all that, that's why I say the St. Patrick's Day card today is actually apt, because technically we're celebrating St. Patrick's Day today, but also was the groundhog right? And we do have prizes this morning. We might be giving away a neighbor's pizza. We'll see how it goes. But we do have the $10 Del Taco gift cards and the Del Taco beanies, which are gray and very nice, and people wear these sometimes all spring and summer long. They say Del Taco on them, have the white little emblem. So we'll be giving those away this morning. Also, a programming note, Pastor Whitaker is out sick today. He will not be on next hour. I think, though, we will air a repeat next hour. We'll figure that out as the morning goes on. But remember, we will be on live today from 8:15 until 1 with new programming. So without further ado, I think I got it all in there. Bob Welsh is in studio with us this morning. Bob, happy St. Patrick's Day in a week.
St. Patrick's Day. Are we live or is this a repeat?
This might be a repeat.
All right. Well, top of the morning to you.
You know what I love is that you have the trivia with you, and it's on green paper.
I was ready.
You're ready for St. Patrick's Day. We're going to really take this around here today. And we might have some visitors today. I don't know if Linda's coming in today or not. Sometimes she wanders in on a Friday from 11 to 1. So she'll play along with us this morning, and who knows who else might show up. But regardless, we're going to answer these questions, and we're going to do trivia, and we're going to do it the... Now, are these Family Feud-type questions?
I have some that could be Family Feud-type, yes.
Now, why do you listen? Why do you think the Family Feud is so popular?
Multiple answers. I mean, you know, some people can call in, and multiple people can call in, and
well, here's my theory on
for the you know the final answer.
Well, my theory on it is much like when we get down to the last few answers in the Family Feud. Sometimes it takes a little longer to get those. If I just ask one question, like who was the 17th president? Well, you probably have to look that up. People don't know who the 17th president is, and I don't think people guess anymore. Now, before we had social media, I think people actually, or before we had internet, I think people actually used to guess because there was no other way to get the answer. But I don't think people guess anymore. So I think as soon as you ask the question, they go to their phone or tablet or whatever they have. So you have this lull on the air while they're looking it up. And then once one person gets it, you're done, and you're on to the next thing. So essentially, you have question lull, and when you're the only person hosting the show, that slows the show down. I think people actually still guess on the Family Feud.
I think they do, and sometimes, you know, when you get down to the final two or three answers, and people are stuck there, you know, it'll take something to jog their memory, and maybe one answer might lead to another or something like that. And sometimes, you know, the hint, when it gets down to the hint time, you know, is enough to give it away.
Absolutely. Well, and the Marion trivia we've been doing, I think, has been especially interesting for people to go back and remember. Well, it's kind of been a nice mixture. Some of these places are still here. Some of them are no longer here. And I think trying to go back up and down these streets and what is downtown, what is not downtown, has been a particular interest.
Yeah, and being somebody from out of town who was here, you know, 35, 40 years ago, you know, and I drive in on Marion Waldo Road there and Delaware Avenue, you know, I am always astounded at the changes that have happened. Even, you know, with the Harding Memorial that's been there forever, somewhat, it's all different because either the parking is different, the signage is different. I mean, everything has been updated, and it might happen over a slow period of time, and people don't realize it, but a lot of changes have happened.
You know, it's interesting. The other day when we were doing downtown Marion, we had the Palace Theater, we had the State Theater, we had the Ohio Theater, and I had heard of all those, but when I was doing the research to put those together and the Grand Opera House, there was a site, and I think it was one of those... past Marion history sites that said there was a Royal Theater, and that's what the Grand Opera House became after the fire. But nobody remembered that, so and I could not really independently confirm that there was a Royal Theater because I had never heard anybody talk about it, so I threw that one out the other day. But I think that's the only time that's ever happened in the history of doing these Family Feud.
Well, I don't have enough background to know, you know, anything about the Royal Theater, so, but...
I think it might have just been, you know, the Grand Opera House burned. They probably renamed it the Royal Theater. Does anybody remember, because I know it was not the Grand Opera House again, was that the old... I don't think that was the Ohio. The Ohio, I think, was in a different location, and I don't think it was the State... So I think it might have been the Royal Theater. Does anybody have any theater knowledge here in Marion that dates back to clearly the early part of the 20th century. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Also, if anybody's got anything to say out there this morning, give us a call. Remember, we are at the studio. 740-383-9944. And today we are definitely going to be giving away Del Taco gift cards, Del Taco beanies. And if things go really well, we'll give away another neighbor's pizza, which I don't think we have done this week. But heard back good reports from everybody on the neighbor's pizza. Now, Bob, do we want to start by figuring out this winner thing, or do we want to roll into some trivia early?
Well, I think we should go chronological and figure out winter and the groundhog and everything, and then work our way up here.
Yeah, so let's start with the groundhog, then we'll get into the trivia in the later part of this hour, and then we'll come back with trivia and more at 10 a.m. this morning, and also get into the pizza at that point. But, okay, so on February 2nd, our groundhog, along with every other groundhog that matters, predicted 6 more weeks of winter. And so 6 weeks would have been last Thursday. Am I right on that?
Correct.
The 16th of March. So that's the period we have to look at. February the 2nd through March the 16th. Now, what... So, we got 6 more weeks of winter. Did we? That's the question.
Well, and it's the dual question, because did we have an early spring? You know, all through February and early March, I will concede, we had a lot of warm days. We hit 70, I don't know how many times.
At least once a week.
And set some, usually Thursdays, too.
It was Thursdays.
And, you know, so it was very warm. But then, did we have an early spring, you know, on the first day of spring, you know, and that week was very cold. And
Groundhog Week.
The week of spring.
Although, can we count that? Because that's not in the 6 weeks.
I don't know. You know, but, you know, that's where it gets a little, you know, fuzzy here.
Well, I guess there are really 3 points here. Temperature, accumulation of snow, we can't say rain, because that happens in the spring.
Right.
And the time frame.
Yeah.
Now, remember, the time frame is February 2nd through March the 16th. I don't know if we got that cold snap last week until late in the week.
Yeah, and I was prepared to argue that that we had a long winter, you know, but then it broke and it became, you know, warm, and I said, you know, we got to concede, you know. I think the groundhog was wrong.
I believe they all were wrong. All 3 of them were wrong, because did we have one snow accumulation event in that 6-week period that was not a dusting?
No, and I'm very thankful for that. I don't want to shovel snow.
Well, did it even get to the point to where they had to go salt the roads? I don't think there was one of those events.
I think they did that a couple of times, at least in Columbus, in advance, you know, because of all the hype. Oh, it's going to have a snowmageddon here, you know, and we're going to have the blizzard of 2023. And nothing happened.
No, and did we, I mean, we talk about the, really what we're talking about are the 20s is what we got into.
Yeah.
But for winter, lows in the 20s, is that really bad?
Nah. That's you still go to school in that weather.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just strange to me, because obviously freezing is 32 degrees, and in December, now we had 0 degrees, but we had no days that went below 10 degrees, and we never had any ice.
I think there might have been one day.
One day.
One day. Maybe if we, I know we had some really bad wind chills and everything.
But no ice.
But no ice.
No, not one ice storm this entire winter. Completely.
Yeah.
And technically, that storm we got in December, which I guess will end up being the only storm this year, unless we get one of those April clippers, happened just, 2 days into winter?
Yeah.
I mean, it was very early on. So I don't think we had a 6 more weeks of winter. Yeah. I think I wouldn't call it spring, but it was not winter.
Yep. We're going to have to fire the groundhogs.
Fire the ground. And you know what's so funny? It was so cold on Groundhog Day. Now, that was one of those days where it was like 10 degrees that morning. And I remember we all got here and were so positive, everybody, well, of course there's going to be 6 more weeks of winter, because everybody had been out between 6 and 7 a.m., and it was freezing, and we were all bundled up in here, and it was just cold. And, of course, well, it never went back to that.
No. No, Well, so apparently PETA has nothing to worry about. The groundhog is not that accurate at predicting the weather, and so they can lay off and not come back next year.
Well, you know, I don't know what's going to go on with that. Hopefully they get that all ironed out before next year. Yeah. But it is interesting that all the groundhogs were wrong. And so it's kind of hard because really this year WMRN had a fake groundhog, and we had a man dressed in a groundhog suit.
What?
Yeah, I know.
I thought it was real.
Yeah. You and about two other people. And so it's kind of what's interesting to me about that is there really is no scientific thing behind what we did, and clearly there wasn't because we were wrong. And so were they. But yet the real groundhog, which the only one that we're counting is Punxsutawney Phil, he was also wrong. So is this what I wanted to get is Groundhog Day really about weather, or is this just one of those things like I'm trying to think of something. Why do we light fireworks off on the 4th of July? Is that what this really is? It has nothing to do with the weather. Really is not true. The shadow means nothing. It really is just a goofy thing that we do.
I think it's something that we have, you know, built upon and elaborated over the years because people need a break between the dreariness, you know, from New Year's through the next holiday, which, you know, maybe Easter, maybe Memorial Day. I mean, you got a long break there with not much going on. So
now the day of Groundhog Day, to get to the plaques. Now, we had two that day, I believe.
Yes.
That we did not present.
That is correct. Right. We had the one with the bust of the groundhog, which listener won, and there was a little singing and everything there. I put a lot of work into that plaque.
Yes, yes, yes.
And hopefully it's still working. If it's not working, don't call me. And then we gave another one, actually, to James Anderson.
That's right.
For portraying Warren Groundhog Harding. Then I have another one here.
Oh, here we go.
You wanted one for the studio here.
Yes.
And so this is commemorating the first appearance of Warren Groundhog.
Oh, this is very nice. This is the picture we took that day.
This is the picture we took?
Yes. WWGH 107.1 FM presents Warren Groundhog Harding. First appearance, February 2nd, 2023. Know Your Groundhog, Marion, Ohio. And we have got the groundhog, James, myself, and Mary Ellen Withrow. All in this picture, and we will hang this up in the studio. Yeah. That is a great, great plaque. Now, was there ever a duplicate made of the other plaque? I know we had talked about this.
Well, my son is having trouble with his 3D printer.
Oh!
At least he tells me. He might need more. He might be holding out for more money. He might be holding the groundhog hostage.
A hold up. No, but this is going to be great to put here in the studio because it'll commemorate something we'll do every year. And what we've learned this year is we're just about as accurate as everybody else.
Which is good. It's good. I mean, we're right up there with all the big groundhogs.
But in baseball terms now, which baseball's starting here in the next week or so, we're 0-1.
Well, that's a good thing.
In the record department, we don't have any kind of percentage. Now, does anybody out there have a feeling on this? Do they believe that we had an early spring, or how do people say this? I know I'm saying, did we have six more weeks of winter, or did spring come early? What do you think? Did we have six more weeks of winter, I guess, is the real question. Bob and I have voted that no, we did not. What do you think? Did we have six more weeks of winter as the groundhogs predicted? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Remember, we are at the studio today, so that would be the number you would call. But the question is, did we have six more weeks of winter? James and I say, or Bob and I say no, and I think that's going to be the way it is at this point, but if anybody else wants to argue that point, we would be glad to hear the argument. Now, St. Patrick's Day trivia.
Oh, you're talking
yes,
to me?
Yes, yes.
Well, I better pay attention.
I know, it's one of those, it's Friday, it's going to be a long day.
Well, what do you want to start with? Family Feud type question?
Let's start with a Family Feud.
Or just a piece of trivia in general or something? Or?
Well, let's Family Feud them up here. We'll get them woken up this morning.
Okay.
Because we'll start with this. We have a $10 gift card to Del Taco, and we have a Del Taco beanie. And what we'll do is I don't...
Now, Who calls that a beanie, though? I was looking at that.
You don't think this is a beanie?
Like a skull cap.
They call this beanie.
I think a beanie is more like a baseball cap without the bill.
Well, no, Del Taco called this a beanie. These are Del Taco beanies.
That doesn't make it right, though.
It looks
more like a knit cap.
I have to believe the Del Taco people.
All right.
Well. So what you'll do, we'll do the Family Feud like we always do. We'll put you in as an entrant, and then we'll draw, and the winner will get the Del Taco gift card and the Del Taco beanie. I think Judy picked hers up here. She had to wait because of last week being out because of the cold, but I don't see it here. So, Judy, I hope you did get your Del Taco beanie and Del Taco gift card. So here we go. 740-383-9944. What is our first question today?
Family Feud one?
Family Feud.
Well, the Irish stew has four main ingredients. What are they?
The Irish stew has four main ingredients. What are the four main ingredients in Irish stew? Now, that's kind of interesting. 740-383-9944. Remember, a Del Taco beanie is on the line today. 740-383-9944. And, of course, the $10 to Del Taco, which should not be forgotten. People love to eat, so the $10 to Del Taco is, again, not to be forgotten. The four ingredients to Irish stew. Does anybody know one of the four here? 740-383-9944. Well, maybe this person does here. Go ahead, caller.
I did pick that up yesterday, Scott.
Oh, good. How did you make it over to Del Taco?
No, not yet, but it's kind of hard for me to get up to your place, the stairs and stuff.
You know, we were just talking about that this morning, about having to do something about that for people who have a hard time getting up the steps.
Yeah, you should have them to put one of those, you know, where you see people have those handicapped, I don't know what they're called, those stairs, like, there's no stairs, you know.
Yeah, the ramp.
Yeah, because where the concrete is and stuff, sometimes I kind of give a jump, but I went across the grass. I had parked in front of that white car that's usually there, and then the grass was level, and then I just went down that, I think it was their road and stuff. It was much easier than trying to get over the, you know, the concrete and sidewalk and stuff.
Now, did you make it over to Del Taco?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
I just picked that up yesterday. I think Linda, she came in. I was there a little after 10, and she came, so.
Now, what do you make of the beanie? We're having a conversation about the hat. What'd you make of the hat?
Yeah, those are nice. She should just give those away separate, maybe.
See, I think they're nice, too. Now, Bob doesn't like them.
Well, I didn't say I didn't like them. I just said it doesn't look like what I traditionally call a beanie. It's more like a skull cap.
Okay.
I mean, I would wear it. I mean,
now, you'll wear that, Judy, won't you?
Well, I probably will.
Yeah, why not?
But I always think of a beanie as just a little, kind of like a baseball cap without the bill, and maybe like a little propeller on top or something.
Now, Judy, you've heard our conversation here. Did we have six more weeks of winter or not?
Well, I don't think really. So but we had enough cold that I don't think it would be considered spring yet.
Well, I don't know. We didn't have any snow accumulation after Groundhog Day. We didn't have any ice. We did have 70-degree days in there. I don't know if I would call that winter.
Yes, because it was really cold at times, and my car would have ice on the windows.
So you're going to say we did have six more weeks of winter.
Well, it's kind of in between.
So really,
we didn't have any real bad snow or anything.
So really the groundhog is nonsense because in February in Ohio we are not going to get 70 degrees every day no matter what year it is.
Yeah, that's I mean, when I was growing up, when it snowed in the winter, it seemed like that snow stayed on forever. You know, we always had snow. You could go sleigh riding about any time, and any more you just can't.
Well, see, that's what makes me think we had an early spring.
Well, I guess you could call it an early spring because it's supposed to warm up again, but the only thing is we don't have the snows anymore. We had the...
Well, we had it, had it in December.
Cold.
We had a good snow right there before Christmas.
Yeah, but see, that's about the only one. We had the one good one, and when I was growing up, it seemed like wintertime, you could go sleigh riding about any time you wanted to. You know, there was kind of snow about all the time. And
You know, and people got around easier back then. Now, people just bang into each other when they go out.
Yeah. I mean, like, we didn't have a school bus pick us up out in the country till, I think I was in about fifth grade.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Maybe we're worse drivers now.
So your parents took you to school, or the town kids always walk, you know.
And the car
didn't pick up any town kid.
The cars are not as heavy as they once were either.
Oh, no. No, we had I think it was a 49 Mercury. And that thing, you know, they were made, you know, the metal. They were heavy and made, so.
And I think people should take that into account. So do you have a guess, Judy, what one of the four ingredients to Irish stew?
Yes, I'm going to say potatoes. That's one thing for sure.
Potatoes?
And then cabbage, carrots, and let's go with corned beef.
Give me one at a time. One per call, Judy, so we can let some other people in.
I'm not supposed to give you all four items?
No, you can give me one at a time. It's kind of the Family Feud sort of category.
Oh, I thought that you had to name all four.
No, that might have been my fault. It's Family Feud style.
Oh, that's what I thought you said. Call in and name what was in it. You didn't say name one each or something.
Well, Bob, why didn't you say name one at a time?
Well, apparently I'm new at the game here.
Holy mackerel. Okay.
Well, let's just say potatoes.
Potatoes,
yes.
Well, ring that one in, yes, potatoes.
All right,
yeah,
Judy.
Yeah, I didn't understand that right. I thought the person had to name all four, and if you didn't, then, you know, you just kept going on. Okay.
Thanks, Judy. All right, Judy's in this morning with potatoes. So three other items in Irish stew. Now, you only have to give one at a time. You don't have to know all four right off the bat. And remember, if the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back. 740-383-9944. We are at the studio today. Del Taco Beanies, $10 gift certificate to Del Taco, and possibly a Neighbor's Pizza later on, will be on the giveaway train this morning. But so far, we have potatoes in the Irish stew. What are the other items? 740-383-9944. And remember, that's the number. We're at the studio. 740-383-9944. You know, when I do the show from here on Friday, inevitably, when I go home, there are phone calls.
Yes.
It's tough.
Well, sometimes it's hard to tell whether you're live or, you know, Memorex or and which number to call as well. So
Yeah.
It can be confusing.
We're live here today. We're live and we're giving away food, so we hope you chime in this morning. Four ingredients in Irish stew, one of which is potatoes. What are the other three? And we'll be giving away a Del Taco gift card and a Del Taco beanie at some point here.
And just because we didn't accept all of her answers doesn't mean they were all wrong either.
Oh, well, see, there you go. Some of those answers that Judy gave there might be correct in Irish stew. What in the world is Irish stew?
Well, that's what we're defining right now. But
I've never heard of that. I hear of the green beer, and I hear of things like that, but I didn't know you were supposed to eat anything on St. Patrick's Day.
Well, you need to keep something down to keep all that green beer down. But no, Irish stew is a popular dish, and I can't talk about it too much without giving away the ingredients, but I'm sure you've had a variation of it, just maybe under different names or anything, or just...
Now, do you really think, though, that you keep things down on St. Patrick's Day? I think the green beer is the, you know, coming up of St. Patrick's Day.
I think that's the goal, to keep everything down.
Well, the goal and what happens are two different things. Go ahead, caller.
I never made the stew, but I'll stick with Judy. I'll just say carrots.
Carrots. Yeah, carrots is one.
So, what do you think, Ted? Did we have six more weeks of winter or not?
Oh, you know, I never paid too much attention. We had on and off weather, that's for sure, but heck, after you get 81, you just don't... charge out there like I used to, maybe two or three years ago even. I just kind of give it up until the warm weather come, and then I'll stick it out and do what I want to do and don't have to be cold fingers or runny nose and all that crap that goes with going outside on chilly days.
Absolutely.
But let me ask this question. You know, they have this atmospheric river that's coming out of California, maybe heading our direction. If we had a big snowstorm here and got down into the freezing weather for the next couple of days, would we then change our mind and say the groundhog was right? We are, and winter is back.
Oh, I wasn't a very good person admiring Groundhog Day. It just seemed like it was out of balance with the weather for one thing, and it wasn't what I called a real crowd grower or anything like that. And there wasn't. It was a short ceremony and reading the proclamation and stuff like that. It was okay to attend one and know what it was like, but I mean, as far as going on about it, why? Not in my entertainment.
Well, I understand. You know what's interesting, though? Is there any correlation? Because we do look to animals for certain things, and we do look to, the Farmer's Almanac has all kinds of things that they predict a year's worth of weather on. Is there anything, I mean, we say the shadow, but does that really mean anything at all?
I've been around wildlife all my life, but I think the groundhog's pretty smart. He stays in the hole until it gets nice weather, and then you see him coming out and the green shoots coming up. That's their habitat they feed on and stuff like that. So their so-called vegetation and stuff like that is kind of nim there that green, so they just stay in and go. That's all.
I think you're right. Well, hey, we got you in, Ted. Thanks.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. I mean, you can watch nature for, you know, for certain signs of weather and other, you know, events, but the shadow itself, I think, is...
really has no meteorological significance at all.
Yeah, I think James Anderson's discussion there on the caterpillar, the furry caterpillar, and you know what it, you know, can mean, had more relevance in the shadow.
I think that could be right. Now we've got Judy and Ted in so far, and we've got carrots and potatoes. Now we're looking for the ingredients in Irish stew. Still two more answers on the list. 740-383-9944.
One of them a very important, you know, ingredient.
Now we have, of course, the Del Taco $10 gift card, the Del Taco beanie, and possibly a neighbor's pizza that we're going to give away here today. So you got to stay tuned through 1 o'clock this afternoon. But you can enter as many times as you like, and if the phone's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So call back in 740-383-9944. Ingredients in Irish stew. Potatoes and carrots. We have 50% done, 50% to go. So but now, did you celebrate any on St. Patrick's Day?
I had an Irish pizza.
An Irish pizza.
I didn't want to let what I had made go to sit around for a week. I figured a week old pizza might be pushing the limits of a pizza capability. But we didn't really celebrate too much. We had corned beef sandwiches the following day when my son was available to come over. But I think otherwise, St. Patrick's Day was somewhat quiet.
You know, for it being on a Friday last week, there was supposed to be all this hoopla, and I just didn't see it.
Well, a lot of it's competing with the basketball tournament as well. You know, so you really can't tell, you know, who is celebrating the basketball and who's celebrating St. Patrick's Day, and...
You know, I filled out the brackets last year. This year, I didn't even realize that was coming. I don't know if I'm completely out of the loop on things. I did not, until I think the day it started, I did not realize the Big Ten tournament was starting. I did not realize that St. Patrick's Day was going to be such a bust last week. You know, you usually hear how much money the bars make on those nights, and they bring in bands and things. I didn't hear any of that last week.
No, I think it was kept kind of low key and everything, but usually, you know, I have a little get into the little factor. I mean, St. Patrick's Day, they serve roughly 13 million pints of Guinness beer.
13? Now that's across the country.
No, I think that's just in one bar in Columbus.
Really?
No,
man, they are busy.
No, that's across the country.
Now, what about overseas?
I don't have those records.
They celebrate those overseas. They celebrate St. Patrick's Day overseas, I believe.
It's not that big in England, but other countries that will celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Now, we've gotten the two here. We've got potatoes and carrots, but there are two other ingredients in Irish stew. What are those two other ingredients? We've got potatoes and carrots so far. What are the two other ingredients? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And along the course of the morning here, we'll have $10 gift cards to Del Taco and Del Taco Beanies. Matter of fact, I've got two of each here, two Del Taco gift cards, two Del Taco Beanies. And I've also got a neighbor's pizza that we could give away as the morning progresses here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say cabbage.
Cabbage.
No cabbage.
No cabbage in the Irish stew.
No cabbage, okay.
No cabbage in the Irish stew today. So far, tomatoes?
No,
not potatoes.
Potatoes.
Well, why not tomatoes?
Well, they look alike, don't they?
Potatoes and carrots. See, I don't have the list in front of me. You're going to have to read these off, Bob. I have to work my memory. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, how about the meat part? With beef?
Red meat, yes. We'll take that.
Red meat. Got it.
You got to have meat in your stew.
Okay, thanks.
All right, meat. So now you're going to have to do this because now we've gotten past the part where my memory will hold up on what's actually been gotten and how many are left.
Well, luckily I picked up a pen here and I've been crossing off the ingredients as they've been called out. There is one remaining, considered the main ingredient. I mean, obviously you got little spices and so forth, but four main ingredients. One to go.
So what of the four, which ones do we have?
We have red meat, carrots, and potatoes.
And we need one more item in Irish stew. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Lamb.
Lamb. Well, lamb might be one of the red meats, but I think we already have the meat covered.
Hey, Mary, what do you think? Six more weeks of winter or not? Did we get it?
No, I don't think we got it.
So we should take this groundhog out back and knock him around a little bit.
No, you're allowed to make a mistake once in a while.
I know. Well, we've got to get it right next year so we can at least be even.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Mary.
Uh-huh.
All right. No lamb. So, again, it's the four ingredients in Irish stew.
Yeah.
And we have?
We have red meat, carrots, and potatoes.
Red meat, carrots, and potatoes. One item left.
One item left.
In Irish stew. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So far, Judy and Ted and Carol in this morning. Who else? Who else is going to get in? Who wants to go to Del Taco? Who wants a Del Taco hat? Which Judy thinks are very nice. Actually could be given away as a separate gift, which maybe we'll do. Who knows? And we do possibly have a neighbor's pizza at some point here this morning because we will be on through 1 o'clock. Don't forget that. Don't tune away this morning because we'll be on through 1 o'clock. Go ahead, caller.
Well, let's get the green in the ingredients there. Let's put a little celery in there. Those ingredients I've made stew for a long time, so I'll go with celery.
Celery is not one of the main ingredients.
No celery. No celery on the list. Well, how are we going to have green St. Patrick's Day soup with no green ingredient? That seems a little counterintuitive. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say onions.
Onions is it.
Onions is it. All right,
Judy.
You got it.
When you said that beanie hat, I didn't know what you were talking about. We just call them ski caps.
We call them what?
Ski caps.
Ski caps.
Oh, ski caps. Well, you call them ski caps. Bob calls them, what, hats?
Well, skull cap. I think
skull cap.
This is more in a category of a
I say
cap.
Beanie because that's what the catalog said, so.
I wondered what that hat was going to look like. I had no idea.
It doesn't have any propeller on or anything like that. It's more
no,
ski
a beanie. Cap. You know, they had those little beanie toys, didn't they? Beanie stuff.
Oh, yeah, with the little propeller on top? Yeah.
Well, I don't know, little beanie, and I thought, well, what's he talking about, a hat, so.
But you do have to go with a sponsor. When the sponsor says it's a beanie, it's a beanie.
It's a beanie.
It's a beanie.
Thank
okay.
you. All right, well, we got that, the four ingredients in Irish stew.
You want to go on with something else here?
We will. What were the four ingredients for people might just tuning in?
As a recap, so don't call anymore, red meat, carrots, onions, and potatoes.
All right, and Judy and Ted and Carolyn so far. Next category here.
Next category, all right. There are a lot of variations for Irish soda bread. Which is popular, and we make it all the time at our house, and we really like it, especially toasted. But there are four main ingredients for the original traditional Irish soda bread.
Four ingredients for Irish soda bread. What is Irish soda bread?
Well, it's a very hearty bread made in Ireland, or originated in Ireland, and I really can't describe it too much, but it's good.
Well, this might be a little difficult. Four ingredients in Irish soda bread. So you really have to go out and take a guess on this one. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Let's say flour.
Flour? Well, let me look. Flour is in one of the main ingredients.
Flour's on the list. Thank you. All right, flour's on the list. Four ingredients in Irish soda bread. Four ingredients in Irish soda bread. Now, remember, from 9:15 until 10 today, we've got the Pastor Spot with Steve Whitaker, but Bob and I will be back, and we've got a pizza coming up here, more especially for Easter than St. Patrick's Day, but we'll be doing this in trivia and giving away all these prizes from 10 until 1 this afternoon.
Now, if the pastor's not here, I do have a license. I can hear confessions over the
phone. You can do that over the phone?
If people want to call in with confessions, I will hear them, and I might occasionally forgive them.
Well, we can do that at 10 o'clock. Why not? Got to have something to do. Go ahead, caller.
I'm thinking baking soda.
Soda in Irish soda bread. Hold on, let me check. Oh, yes, soda is one of the four ingredients.
All right. Thanks, Mary.
That was kind of a given.
Baking soda. So now we've got baking soda and flour. Now, two other ingredients in Irish soda bread. We've got the baking soda and we've got the flour. What are the other two ingredients in Irish soda bread? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, the prizes given away today will be the Del Taco $10 gift cards, the Del Taco beanies, and possibly a neighbor's pizza. And we will be on through 1 o'clock this afternoon live. Don't forget that. 1 o'clock. Not going off the air today at 10 a.m. Of course, we've never done that on Friday, but sometimes you got to put a little reminder out there in the world. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try water.
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 Water. No, no water.
No water on the list. No agua on the list here today. Four ingredients in Irish soda bread. We've got the flour, and we've got the baking soda. But there are, allegedly, two other ingredients.
Two other main ingredients. There are variations that have transpired over the years to fancy up the bread and, you know, make it more, more dessert-like and so forth. But we're getting down to the original basic recipe from Ireland itself, not from Boston.
Now, see, here we are again with another thing I've never heard about on St. Patrick's Day. I've never heard of the Irish stew, and I've never heard of the Irish soda bread.
And actually, the two go very well together. You know, the good hearty stew with the good hearty bread, that, I think, would make a much more traditional dish than the corned beef and cabbage.
Now, is anybody really making this, either one of these things, on St. Patrick's Day?
Well, not on St. Patrick's Day, but we make the Irish soda bread on a fairly regular basis.
Okay.
But you have to buy one of the ingredients special, you know, because it's not something you generally have around your house.
All right. Well,
you know, and so you have to actually have this in mind to make when you go out and get it.
We're talking about Irish soda bread here. Now, we've got two ingredients so far. We've got the baking soda and we've got the flour. What are the other two ingredients? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do want to remind everybody that we will have the pastor spot next hour, but Bob and I will be back at 10:15 through 1 o'clock, 3 hours straight, and we'll be giving away Del Taco gift cards. I've got two of them here, two $10 gift cards. I've got two Del Taco beanies, which are gray and have the Del Taco logo on them in white. And if things are really good in those 3 hours, we might give away a Neighbor's Pizza, large one-topping pizza, which have been very, very popular over the course of the last 3 or 4 weeks we've been doing that. 740-383-9944, Irish soda bread. We've got the baking soda and we've got the flour. Does anybody want to put another guess in before we go to the top of the hour break here? 740-383-9944.
And when we come back, we will be unveiling the new Irish pizza.
The new Irish pizza, which you have said has more to do with Easter.
More to do with Easter.
Easter. Than and I think Easter this year is on April the 9th?
The 9th.
The 9th.
Correct.
So we'll have the big pizza unveiling coming up here in the 10 o'clock hour. So don't tune away. Now think of what's in that Irish soda bread. We've got baking soda, and we've got flour, and we've got Judy, Ted, Carol, and Mary in so far this morning. And we'll continue. We'll take this one call before we go to break. Let's take the phone call. Go ahead, caller.
A pinch or dash of salt.
Dash of salt.
A dash of salt. That is correct.
All right. Thanks, Ted. All right, we got a dash of salt. Everybody think about it. Pastor Whitaker coming up next, but we'll be back at 10:15 to continue this. So tune in until 1 p.m. this afternoon. We're going to be giving away lots of stuff. We'll probably give our first gift away in the 10 o'clock hour. Stay tuned, WGH Talk.
Oh, Mahoney, no, I don't think you can beat that dream. I win the baloney. The Hebrew said, I'm dreaming too. A dream that couldn't be sweeter. I seen you both go up to heaven, welcomed by St. Peter.